A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, March 18th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the missing $15 billion worth of diamonds.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-13860 and 15460 clear shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Singakhangela thina lokho esikuthi ngesilungu i-national budget iyehluleka ukufika ku-$4 billion anjo. Kodwa indlela umdala akhulume ngayo ukuthi ubekhuluma ngani kuyinhlekisa ukulahleka kwe-$15 billion imali ebusuka ngathi kuma-diamonds okutshengisela ukuthi vele akala ndaba lomuntu akasela ndaba lozulu weZimbabwe.
Kijayoyo itori an understatement. Nekuti at one stage company yema soja yinenzi anjini. Mindeti yema soja nekuti mashareholders angari mu company yetu China yitengisa shema uto yinenzi Noringo yema soja imuno. Kuli zile company zese yeti DMC Diamond Mining Company Mbada kama biu yada zema rengeri zese private interest. Yete MDC yengairi shareholder. But Anjini, FNBC, and I still shareholder.
Are you saying the ZANU-PF campaign cost $15 billion? That would be nonsensical, of course. Then comes the issue of collective responsibility. The cabinet set every Tuesday. So it's everybody's responsibility. This speculation that this securocrat or that one diamond did that, it's, come on, it's speculation. It's really political grandstanding. It has nothing to do with the facts on the ground. The facts on the ground is the country experienced some grand theft of its resources.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the missing $15 billion.
President Robert Mugabe claims that at least $15 billion was scattered off Zimbabwe's coffers from diamond proceeds could be a classic case of a thief reporting themselves to the police, an influential James lobby group, Global Witness, has said. In a statement, a Global Witness said Mr. Mugabe's admission made during his 92nd birthday interview early this month vindicated calls for reforms in the sector that the veteran ruler has rebuffed for over the years.
Opposition parties are also calling on President Robert Mugabe to step down, saying that the alleged pillaging of the funds was done under his watch. Mines Minister Walter Chidakwa told Parliament yesterday that he is going to investigate the alleged looting of diamonds to determine the quantity and also the value of the diamonds that were allegedly looted.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yes,
Ongu hama wadiwa nasi tukudzo kira zvakare kwa chiyadzwa uko tichida kunzwisisa kuti chii chakaitika pa mari iri kunzi yakango tsakatika makambani ari kuanga achichera mangoda ikoko akazomiswa nehurumende anonzi anga siri kufambisa zvinhu zvakanaka asi vamwe vari kubvunzawo kuti ko sei iyo hurumende yanga yakarara nezamukanwa nekuti hurumendewo yanga ine zvikamu makumi mashanu kubva muzana kana kuti 50% mumakambani ose iwayo nekudaro vanhu varida kunzwisisa kuti zvakafamba sei iko zvino hurumende yakuti makambani ese akubatanidzwa yoita kambani imwe chete ichishanda nehurumende vachiti ndo zviri kuitwa kwakaita sekunana Botswana asi vanhu vari kubvunza mubvunzo iri kupi mari yedu Gibbs.
Ye kunjalo ke blessing veva kuhleke indaba yetu namhlanje ye zvino kandaba lingalithona njani lapha likhona khona ngapha ngemakaya tina ngapha siyaphila sibili ye udaba esixoxa ngalo namhlanje sikhala khonoko okwamadayimani sizwile ke umongameli Robert Mugabe sithi 15 billion kukanya kula bantu abayichayela esikhewini so uthi iZimbabwe yona yathola kuphela okuyingcosana 2 billion eyangena ke esambeni sikahulumende Soke kutu zuru ya kuluma, sizule ke People's Democratic Party, isiti umnumzano Mugabe kumela chai pansi. Lalaba be MTC, lababacho njalo, uzo buwe ale MTC kukula ngube layo, ya konona civility. Uweza kala kula ngale marange, akulunganga. Yes, kulume labanyo abakuzanu PF, abati labo, basola kakulu, ngakono kukwenza kalayo. So abantu banengi bathi akubotshwe abantu abatshontsha imali le. So sifuna ukuzwangani ke Zulu ukuthi kambe lanithini likubona njani ukuthi imali yeZimbabwe yapho ngokunyamalala nje kumbe yangena ezikhwameni zabantu. Siyakwazi ukuthi phela izikhwama zabanye azange ziboboke kodwa zagcina zinona phela. So kathesi yini ukuthi likhulume. Nasi nombolo 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, Kulman Sizozo.
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And Gibbs, I understand we have two of our guests. First, we have Mr. Farai Magu, Director of the Zimbabwe Center for Natural Resources Governance. Mr. Magu, good evening.
Hello.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm very well.
Thank you
very much. I hope you guys are fine.
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us this evening.
Thank you.
And we are also being joined by Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya, an independent economic commentator. Mr. Ngwenya, an unapologetic liberal economist. Mr. Ngwenya, good evening.
Thank you very much. How are you?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Yes, let's start with you, Mr. Maku. So the diamonds were looted. That's what the president said. And he said, you know, 15 billion, that appears to be huge sums of money. Who took this money? Who stole it? Or maybe we're here to get the actual number. I mean, amount of money that was allegedly looted.
I'm sorry, I think I missed you somewhere along the way.
Yes, so the question is, who actually looted this money? Can we trace and see exactly where this money went to?
Yeah, I think we have indications as to who looted the money. first of all, the government was a major shareholder, and we have a very strong military presence in Marange, both in terms of the companies that were mining, which are subsidiaries of the army, companies like Match Bronze. Mm-hmm. And we also have the Commander-in-Chief of Zimbabwe's Defense Forces, who is President Robert Gabriel Mugabe, who also facilitated the issuance of the mining licenses to these companies. We also have the then Minister of Defense, Emmerson Mnangagwa, who also personally pushed for the military takeover of Marange in 2009. And I believe he also facilitated the entry of military subsidiaries into these joint ventures with foreign companies in the name of the MDC. So the silence of these people when the looting was taking place clearly shows that they knew where the money is going. And also the fact that the president has announced that 15 billion was stolen and he does not follow up to ensure that those people responsible are brought to book clearly shows that he knows who looted the money. We also have the former Vice Minister, Obet Mpofu, who has become one of the richest men in the country, is one of the chief suspects in that he also facilitated in the illegal licensing of these companies in Marange. So all we need is the Zimbabwe Republic Police and the Anti-Corruption Commission to be given the freedom to investigate and prosecute the perpetrators of these economic crimes in Marange.
Uh-huh. Thank you so much, Mr. Magugu, and do stay on the line. Let's turn to Mr. Ngwenya. Mr. Ngwenya, the Minister of Mines, Mr. Walter Chidakwa, promised Parliament yesterday and to quote him, he said they were going to do a forensic audit, a term that Zimbabwean politicians are very fond of. Is anything going to be recovered, or are we ever going to, as members of the public, get access to whatever investigation would have done? Because we have had many audits that have been carried out, and the results were never released.
Absolutely. You know, these vanity people basically are hypocrites. You know, we've been chasing many red herrings and fortunes for many, many reasons. This is what rocket science, gentlemen. I mean, Farah Magu has already mentioned clearly that the specific institutions that were responsible for monitoring this mining activity. We even had an officer commanding Lanika Lenz, who was there. We had the Minister of Mines open. If a single digit altered or extended the document was involved in the MDC member of parliament or minister, you know, they've been arrested and then investigation done afterwards. We are specific individuals and institutions. Operating Board was there, you know, the MDC, Minerals Marketing Corporation. So what kind of, there is no need for the forensic audit, because Mugabe is already, the captain there, he is already saying, $15 billion. So the no need for an audit. It is important for the rules of justice to be applied fairly. The children, I was looking to conduct the interview earlier on, talking about the children, the process, and the individuals that were giving him some information, and the size of documents that he has, you know, which evidence that denied the government was being looked at, and Mugabe was watching. So we are taking care of this hypocrisy. If Chidakwa wants to appease the people of Zimbabwe, these people like Mopo and company should be locked up and investigated done as the Zimbabwe justice. In Zimbabwe, we are locked up and investigated done later.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ngwenya. Do stay on the line. Regai timboende kwa tereri. Toonanga kwa South Africa kwa kuna vamurere. Magadi.
Magadi, bo mkoma.
Kuri nani zako? Kuri sei, Johnny?
Kuri Johnny, kunonga kuri nani zungo tamutika. Tiri mu.
Aiwa, chero murugu shanda zuri nani azui. Hanzi kure mbira kuri nani pane kudona?
Kana paine vanhu vane vanogona kutonga nyaya idzi vanava ngavatatambe nawo ngavasungwe vadzore mari nyika isimuke and MDC ngaiende pachigaro isunge vanava vanhu vatinetsa vanhu ava imbavha
aiwa tinenge tisingadedi kuti vanhu imbavha vamureri vasati vaenda kumatare tinenge tichingoti vanofungidzirwa kuti vakaba matare ndo anozotaura kudaro asi semaonero enyu kuri kuti mari yemangoda yakashandiswa zvakanaka dei Zimbabwe yasvikawo padanho ripi munyaya dzezveupfumi muchitarisawo nezvamuri kuona kusouth africa
aiwa ingadai Zimbabwe South Africa kubva makaregare mugoma yangaiti pasi peZimbabwe asi iye zvinezvi Zimbabwe ndiyo yapa zero pane nyika kufananidza navana Botswana vana Mozambique asi nepamusana zvichikonzerwa nekuti kuna vanhu vari gridhi vano vakadzinga varungu raiti hatinei nazvo ndizvovaida vakatora mapurazi vakatadza kuashandisa ngoda yacho vakadzinga vanhu vaichera ivo vakapinda ivo vachipinda matipa avo vachiendesa mayadhumu vanhu vachiswera vachipepeta kutsvaka ngoda vachima ngoda izvozvo iwo ana mupofu vane mapurazi kwese uko vane kutora manational park aawo vachiita zvavanoda asi three quarters vevanhu venyika vari kushupika vanhu vashoma ndoo benefita nyika ndo vakarwa wega hondo here nyika iyo zvinotirwadza mukoma nyangwe tichitambudzika asi zvinotirwadza nemafungiro hatina zvatinoita because tiri kugara munhapwa chete
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamurere nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
mugare muchindibata mukoma panhamba idzodzo napavanzvadzo vanga vandi nezvichemo zvakati wandei
aiwa tinokufonerai
ndatenda baba
tinotenda zvikuru Gibbs, you heard from Mr. Murere there saying that he's not very happy with the way the current government is doing its business, and he's saying if that money had been utilized, Zimbabwe would have gone far in terms of maybe infrastructure development and other things.
What says we get blessing? Umnumzana Ndlovu, osekunga ntuteni. Hey, Baba Ndlovu, ungawuchona njani? Nyachona ngapho usegoli kumbe usezimba
ngizimba
kunjani zimba baba
namhla kanye lokuthi ngingana wokulawa kasananga
ye ungathini ke ngakhona kokwenzakalayo kula ngale emarangi uyehlise lo msakazo wakho kwezelise ukuze kudle
ayilungile
ye yehlise ube sikhuluma baba
abale abadamu mina mbona upresident uzakhuluma ngayo uvele usekwazi yikho nje seyifaka kuzulu but okunye okuhluphayo ukuthi vele yona igovernment ezana ngelizibophephezi ngoba bakwazi ukuthi vele kwahamba njani and upresident ngayekhuluma ukuthi kule report siphele efikileyo kuze njengobana le mali eseyiqamba ethi yi-15 billion lapha ndizama ukuthi kule ngangizimbono eminye ethi kumele kube ne-commission of inquiry iye upresident ulayo iripoti kudala nga kule nyathelo lokuthi abantu babotshwe sekumele kusukele kuye phela
ukuthi kubotshwe yena kuqala
angitsholo nje ukuthi yena ngokwakhe nxa kuyukuthi kutshontshwe imali engawe enguye okhangeleyo njengohulumende ube mele avume ukuthi lapha upolitisile eza acela uxolo ebantwini bena bese dinga ke laba abajonjile.
Kodwa ukuthi bangakwenza yini khonoko?
Hayi, kwenzeki mina. Angeke izibophe uhulumende ezana, athi kwenzakale ngaphansi kwabo uhulumende wabo. Siyakhala sithi ukuthi sabe sifisa ukuthi ngakuba le justice but lapha siyakhala but asinamandla ukuthi singenza njani ukuze indaba lelo lungiswe.
Ye kodwa ubona zani kodwa ungatholakala yini imali yangikhona ukuthi yahamba njani wona ngombono wakho nxa ugangena
mina nxa ngikhangena ngibona ngani kuzadinga ukuthi kumede kube nomunye uhulumente ozangena abe sekudingisiswa hatshi lo khona
hayi kuyazwakala mntu omdala sibongile kakhulu
hayi nami ngibongile ukungena ehlelweni lela
ye sibongile kakhulu Ndlovu so that was Mr. Ndlovu you know he's saying the president appears to have a lot of information about this issue, and so you should have a very big say in it, you know. And then maybe commission, you have a commission of inquiry, and maybe apologize to the nation, and then start arresting, sending police to pick up people here and there. So he says the president really is the person who has to answer mostly about this.
Let's go back to Mr. Magu. Mr. Magu, are you at all surprised by all that is happening now? Because I understand it one time when you tried to alert Zimbabweans that diamonds were being looted, you were actually arrested.
Yeah, I'm not surprised at all. I think the problem is bigger than Marange. It's a mindset. This is a looting government. And it's only that it's Marange that is on the focus, but everywhere where there is extraction of minerals in Zimbabwe, the money is not going to treasury. It's benefiting the ruling military elites. And President Mugabe has allowed this cronyism to flourish. He is well aware there is nothing that is done behind his back. He is actually using resources to control the ruling elites. He has allowed them to do as they please, as long as they pay allegiance to him. So regarding Marange, we have been saying this for the past 6-7 years that there is looting that is taking place in Marange. We had evidence from workers. We had evidence from the artisanal miners. We also had evidence from researchers who had helped to track Zimbabwe's diamonds to many other countries where the diamonds were being illicitly exported to. And the government remained quiet. What was just interesting to me is that President Mugabe never uttered a word when the looting was at its peak. Only for him to emerge now, when he knows that the diamonds are safely stored somewhere, and he has made his political deals with China to come and loot, and they've exhausted the diamonds, then he comes and says, 15 billion has been looted. So to me, that's half-hearted, and it doesn't show a statesman who is serious to develop his country. It's like he... It's a criminal, it's a looting government, and something has to be done to stop this.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Yes, we are going to talk about the civil war. We are going to talk about the civil war. We are going to talk about the civil war. Yes, we are
going to talk about the civil war. We are going to talk about the civil war.
So according to Mr. Ngwenya, you know, the president cannot be arrested as per the constitution right now, even if some people are calling for that. But he says, you know, people must go for those that are actually suspects. Sikesizwe ke uloba nikona pa ikuwen.
Tina mkoma joe kubotskwana. Makadi mkoma joe.
Very.
Ayo watiri na antipi ufungwa zenyu mkoma joe. Tukutara ni nyaye Maria Nitzai.
Nyaye Maria Nitzai mkoma blessing. Ya tawani nkuwa tawani zwayo nyaye. Kupakutara wanwachinza kutu mademo ndi arukubiwa. Saka vanhu vandinoziva vanoziva nyaya mukati mazvo president iwo pachavo vanoziva mai mujuru naobet mpofu unogona kutaura zvakanaka nekuti nguva yacho yapfuura anga ari minister of mines aripo anoziva zvakaitika zvese saka apa chandinoona ndechekuti vamugabe vava kuona kuti vanenge vakatsotsewa nerimwe divi vari kufunga kuti vavaidya navo vakavatsotsa uyezve vanogona kuda kudero iri imwe nzira yekuda kutora mai mujuru kuti vagone kuva kuvharira kuvavhiringidza panyaya yepolitics kuti ndivo vakatora madiamond vakashandisa zvavakashandisa asi ivo vachizivavo vanozivana pachavo havangobudisi president havana kutaura nyaya iyo chete asi kuti vanoziva kuti chii chakaitika chokwadi chose vanacho asi vanoda kutinzwa chete toti kudii so ivo ngavataura vanozivana
asi kubhosikwana muri kuona here mari iri kushandiswa zvakanaka here yemangoda iri kubatsira upfumi
Mare mangoda haina mashandisirwo aya iri kuitwa zvakanaka nguma blessing mukaona isu kutiza kubhoi kuuya kubhotswana kudai kutsvaka kurarama tiri kutiza nhamo kuzimbabwe nguma blessing
aya ndiri kuti koikoko kubhotswana
kuziva kwairi kuisiwa hazvisi kuonekwa kuti zvacho zviri kufamba sei
ko kubhotswana kunombobuda nyaya dzekuti zvinhu zvabiwa here kana kuti upfumi wavo unenge uri kufamba zvakanaka
dziri kubuda nyaya dzekutaura zimbabwe upfumi hwayo huri kuramba kufamba zvakanaka mari dziri kubiwa nhau idzodzo tiri kuziva dziri kubudawo nekuno kubhotswana tiri kudziverenga kumapepa nhau panemwe muchitibatsa pastudio 7 muri tiri kuzvizwa nyaya dzacho dziri kubuda kuti mari haisi kushandiswa zvakanaka kuhurumende mukupa blessing
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru ngoma joel nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
ndatenda nguva blessing
Joe is in Botswana, like many Zimbabweans, and he's saying the reason why they are in neighbor countries is simple. Zimbabwe is not performing well economically. And you can maybe classify some Zimbabweans as economic refugees. But he's saying this is a case that is really troubling him. And he says, of course, the buck stops with Mr. Mugabe.
Before I go to Tamu Maseko, blessing. There's some messages on Facebook. So what in Bali? Okutunye soke unsakile ne uti imale ngaka yena uwae kangele ngeze mali. Wae ngakuboni gumbe wae lala yini M7zini epongu kola nje mahala. Bona waza tolwa beijile li mali. Waza cheswa ngani? Imale ngaka ya imele ingete uzulu odubekayo eZimbabwe. Uhulumende ke weZanu PF uthini ngalokho? Uzobuya ke uOpet la uyabhala lapha. Uthi kulahleka kwemali engaka lokhu kutshengisela kamhlophe ukuthi kunengi okwenzakala embusweni kaPresident uRobert Mugabe. Futhi kubonakala ukuthi kahle kahle kunengi esingakwaziyo okwenzakala ngaphakathi embusweni wakhe. So ke ngabantu bakhuluma lapha. So what Sakile was saying is that you know who was actually in charge of this kind of business. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, there should be somebody who is answerable. Mm-hmm. But those that are going to be found guilty, what is going to happen to them? Mm-hmm. And what is the ZANU-PF government saying about it? And then with Obed saying, there's a lot that is happening within ZANU-PF, which people may not know. So these people are very concerned. So okay, sibe siya kumnumzana uTamo, uMaseko, baba Maseko, kunjani? Ukhona ecingweni baba Maseko?
Yebo, ngikubona
ngithi. Hello, baba Maseko, unjani?
Ngikona njani?
Hayi, ngiyaphila uyangizwa.
Uyangizwa.
Ye, nyakuzwa, so telephone ni yakho ukachana kwefoni. Ukachana Maseko. Ye, khuluma ngizwe.
Yebo. Yeah. Omina ne ngizoqala ngithi lento mele sibele from that perspective
here. Ifoni yakho Maseko ngani isabalele kakhulu, sondela efonini baba, sondela.
Uyazwakala manje?
Yeah, uyazwakala, khuluma ke baba.
Okay. Lento mele siqale here.
Yeah, yeah. Kubeka sizwe phela. Hayi, what's ukufonela back Maseko? Ifoni yakho iyahlupa. What's ukufonela baba? What's ukufonela? Yes, I'm from Maseko. I'm from Kenya.
Regati dzokere kuna vamagu. Vamagu humbo uchiripo here kuti zvinhu zvingadai zvakafambiswa sei kana kuti hapasisini.
Ah, ndofunga pano kwanisa kubatsanidza humwe humbo. Pane zvimwe zvinhu zviri pachena. Semenzaniso mukatarisa Auditor General ane report yake akabuditsa ndofunga muna 2018. Isa mangwe ma discrepancies arimo semienzaniso to tarisa zvakaita se pane mari dzaishandiswa kuattenda Kimberley process meeting. Muripoti imomo munoratidzwa kuti pakashandiswa about $500,000 per trick. That's half a million dollars. And kundege kukwira ndege tomboti munhu ari kuenda kuAmerica you need about $2,000 return. Kotiwo accommodation for one person, the whole trip, it should not cost more than $5,000. But we have that information by the government itself. Kozotiwo totarisa madiscrepancies ari between statistics the Kimberley process ne statistics the MMCZ hazvisi kuwirirana. Zvinhu zvatinogona kushandisa izvozvo kubvunza kuti sei madiamonds akadeclarewa neKimberley process akawanda kudarika madiamonds ari kudeclarewa neMNCZ. Saka that's the official documents. Kozotiwo unofficial documents that we can use to track, for example, madiamonds aitengeswa nguva yeZimbabwe yanga isikutenderwa kutengesa madiamonds neKimberley process between 2009 and 2011. Izvozvo pakabuditswa madiamonds ari worth billions of dollars zvisina Kimberley process statistics. Saka zvinenge zvakudawo kushandisa other investigative methods to find out that information and we can stitch it together.
Rambai muri parunare vangwenya, please do stay on the line. And also Mr. Magu, do you have a caller?
Yeah, mnumzana tamu Maseko ubambe kona ponga ka chance yabo yakuwe ba.
For our radio listeners, unfortunately it ends here, but the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voa.com and press on live talk, and we'll also post this discussion on our Facebook page. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube saying stay tuned.